Ah, so it is good day to you. Oh, long day, eh? Ha ha. Oh, it is so good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your divine presence, dearest beings of light that you are. And now you're just a little lighter with all of this channeled frequency and all of the divine links that are all around you. And with that frequency in your field, when we look at your etheric body, it is wider and lighter than it has been. When we look at your auric field, we see each of you around with the auric field in there. The auric field is all violet and light and white and yellow and a little green energy there for that growth, huh? And blue for faith. You are power-filled beings of light. You are peace-filled beings of wisdom. You are accelerated and accelerating into the presence of you. Breathe into that intention, dearest beings of light, for you see the energy of Source is that frequency of oneness, that frequency of uniting within you all that is of light in that connection. And when you have that connection, those things that may be quite not so easy to get involved with may start rising to the surface. When they do, ask, what is this about? What is this message? Heal and release. Heal and release. Heal and release. It's not like when you're fishing and you say catch and release. It is heal and release. You see, when you say heal and release, that actually integrates it into your field. So that energy is no longer in charge and you get to make new decisions about new things, new energy, new focus, new frequencies, new skills, new talents, like you're learning today. We have indeed laid down the foundation for you to bring forth information from the divine link that is within you. We are bringing that innate to the surface. We are bringing that wisdom to the surface. We are bringing that connection, your guide, to the surface. And understand that you may have new totem animals, new spirit animals that you were not connected with before. And you may have new guides come in because the old guides helped you up until this point. And now the new guides are coming in to take you from this point forward. You understand that as that happens, as that frequency approaches you, everything in your field and everything that touches your field will begin shifting. Breathe. You see, sometimes when you think, when your logical brain thinks of things that are touching your field, and you think, oh, I can't possibly be responsible for all of that. And yet they shift with you. It is not as you are responsible for all of that. You are responsible for you and your field. Period. Everything else around you is just responding and shifting to that glow of energy that is indeed within you. Many of you feel that glow now. Very powerful. That as you feel that glow in that frequency, you breathe forth the beauty that is yours. You breathe forth the illuminated wisdom that you are learning when you connect with guides who are no longer in physical form, but are anchored in your innate, in your cells, in your field. And as that happens, those that float through that field feel that essence. You might even see beings who walk through that field and just feel your energy, whether you have touched them or not. After all, you're 6 feet apart right now. But your field is much larger than 6 feet. And right now, it is even larger than that. For you see, this is the new wave of you. This is the new wave of the future. This is the new wave of what is right here, right now. And you, dearest being of light, just like the ocean, is in a state of constant flow, constant flowing into a direction, into a frequency. And as that wave comes in, know that your frequency is raising. You have experienced, we don't know how many hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, 7 hours of activation today. That is why we know some of you are feeling a bit woozy. Be sure and drink plenty of water. Be sure, where are your stones? Where are your energy? Where are your silver pendant if you've got one? Because that anchors your energy. You are here on this planet for a reason. You have come to this planet at this point in time for a reason. You are of service to those. We have in this group, we have Arcturians and Syrians and vegans, not vegan the plant thing, but vegans from Vegas, Andromedans, Clarions, Eurythians, Pleiadians, and more. Many of you are not from here, if not all of you are not from here. You have been seated somewhere else and have chosen to be here. For that, dearest, we are so grateful. Because as you chose to be here at this point in time, that is a part of your service. You are transformational evolution, walking around in a human body. All you get the opportunity to do is to maybe get out of your own way and speak forth your truth. Speak forth the wisdom and the connection that is yours to speak, that is yours to communicate. You are the soul of this planet. You are the evolutionary step that humanity is stepping into. You are embracing the focus of the realization that you are the difference that everyone wants to see. You are that difference. And as that difference is coming round about, you get to experience it with love, light, wisdom, clarity, joy, laughter, peace, ease, grace. And as that happens, you are you. And it's time for you to love you. Because you are the guru of today and tomorrow. We know, G, you are you. That is what guru stands for. You are that guru. So when you get caught up in your stuff, stop it. Come to Everything Is Possible. We didn't even play that slide for you. Because it is important for you to be surrounded with your community. It is important for you, as some would call it, your tribe. These people that you see in this window and all these names, they are your tribe. They are your people. They are your beings of light. They are your pod. They are your connector. They are your wisdom. And for that, we are so grateful. For you are that step. You look at humanity, and our dear friend Kryon says how we are evolving, how we are shifting, how the planet is shifting, how the galaxy is shifting, how the communication is shifting. You are that shift. You are that shift. So what are you doing about that? We see that you are very proactive. We see that today, we will ask you to write down. And you can sing a song about it, but record it. Write down those changes that you are indeed committing to. And then put your hand on something sacred, which may be yourself, or your pet, or your spouse, or your friend, or your child, or yourself. Put the other hand in the air and say, I am sacred. I am choosing to be the difference, and this is how I'm going to do it. And then read your list. For you see, when you commit and you speak that out loud, and you see it in blue and white or black and white or whatever color you're writing in, that makes it anchors it into the cells of your body, just like when you saw your guide come up to you. And if your guide come up to you, know that they did anyway. And the more you connect with them, the more they will learn to connect with you. You see, that connection is a two-way street. You are learning to connect with your higher self, your guidance system, and they are learning how to connect with you in a way your logical brain can understand. Ask for confirmation that that is what is happening. Ask for the sign that that is what is happening. Ask for the connection that that is what is happening. And you will receive. You see, that is the promise of the masters. As you ask, so will you receive. Now we hear lots of people say, well, I've been asking to win the lottery, or I've been asking to not have pain in my body. I've been asking for all of this. And yet when you ask, there's that energy of anger behind it, which discounts the statement. Instead, just know that all is in perfect divine order. And ask, what are you getting from not winning the lottery? What are you getting from your body being in pain? What are you receiving? And how can you be of service with where you are right now? Then things begin to shift. The master says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be opened. And the more you say it doesn't, the louder that request gets. It doesn't. And the more you believe in your heart and trust that everything is working in that divine order of things, and see the light and the wisdom within where you are right here, right now, in this moment, the universe starts responding to that energy. To know that love is the most powerful frequency, right next to enlightenment. And your subconscious thoughts, or your unconscious thoughts, or your internal thoughts, they are a part of that purchase order to the universe. So if you say to yourself, I am a magnificent channel of spirit, the universe starts rearranging itself to accommodate that. I am a divine link for the benefit of myself and all of humanity. Breathe into that statement. I am a divine link. I bring information and energy that is beneficial to me and all of humanity. Because if one person hears it, that starts the frequency snowball to shift. The frequency snowball to have consciousness on your side. And then you live at that level of consciousness, of that level of frequency, and to know that Source is you. And you only choose to be in joy and to love and to be that joy. Joy is your birthright. It is your birthright. So what do you get to do to accommodate that joy? Dearest beings of light, it is easier than you think that it is. Yesterday we told you that everything is within you. We repeat that again. It is all within you. It is all about that energy and that frequency that is coming so strongly, so connectedly, that the world is shifting because you have intended it so. If you do not know your power, We will tell you over and over again. You are the creative force in this galaxy. You are the most creative force in this galaxy. And it stems from your own heart. It stems from your own energy. It stems from your own frequency. It stems from that connection, which is you. You are connecting the dots around the planet. We have people with us here from Guatemala, France, Norway, England, United Kingdom, and Australia, Canada, Mexico, South America, and the US. So imagine that turning world and those dots going all around it. That is you. Those dots. That is you. And we ask it to be easy. We ask you to practice. We ask you to commit to becoming the best you that you can be. We ask you to just surrender to the ease and grace and easiness of it. We ask you to surrender to the blessing that you are. We ask you to be who you are. We ask you to be grateful for who you are, where you are, how you are, and what you are doing. We ask you to be grateful for Jenny, who works tirelessly trying to keep everything going. We ask you to be grateful for Julie, who types everything in and answers as many questions as possible and rearranges things and makes all the slides work when the vessel Marilyn doesn't give her any direction. But most of all, we are grateful for you, because with you, everything becomes easier and stays in that flow. So you can feel that love that we bring to you. And then when we do actually get to see you in person, and we get to reach out and touch you and hold your hands and hold your heart, we feel you. We know you. We understand you. We connect with you. And we wish to play a song for you. We will be departing in the middle of this song. You can stay as long as you choose. We love you deeply. We came all this way for you. We came here to activate the people on this planet so the planet becomes easier in this shift, and you are a part of that. And for that, we are grateful.